Warwick Township fire under investigation. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Officials are working to determine the cause of a blaze at a home in Wainwright. Warwick Township firefighters were called Friday evening just before 6 p.m. to 4210 4th Street. Dispatch called mutual aid to area fire departments, including New Philadelphia, at 5:53 p.m. Once on scene, firefighters found the two-story wood frame structure heavily involved in smoke. Firefighters assisted with a defensive operation to fight the blaze from outside the home. Once the fire was out, New Philadelphia units were released just before 7 p.m. In 2017, the home on 4th Street was under investigation by the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office after veteran Robert Harris was found decomposing inside the residence. In September of 2017, Brian and Stacy Sorohan were sentenced to 6 months in jail and 2 years probation on charges of abuse of a corpse, theft of Social Security and Veterans Affairs benefits, and failure to report a death. Officials with Warwick Volunteer Fire Department were unable to be reached for further details about the blaze and a potential cause. To continue with daily operations, the New Philadelphia School District is asking voters to approve Issue 6. The renewal levy will continue generating around $400,000. Superintendent David Brand notes that the 5.9 mills levy is for a continuing period.
It's really important for the community to know that it is a renewal, no new taxes. It's been a levy, an operating levy that the community has supported for many, many years. It's important for us to continue the great things that are happening at New Philadelphia City Schools.
The district has 8 school buildings that these funds would support for continued student education.
It goes towards the curriculum that the kids have, salaries for teachers and staff, busing, utilities, just really all the operational expenses that there are to run a district as large and as successful as New Philadelphia.
If the levy fails, Brand recognizes that the district would have to consider difficult decisions and changes to keep up with school operations. A winner was crowned as Miss Clayland 2019 after the Saturday competition between 8 women. Rachel Gombash from Ontario is a graduate of the University of Cincinnati and was the first runner-up last year to Miss Clayland 2018, Madeline Carter. The 23-year-old says that she was worried at first of her chances in the contest.
But it feels great. I'm super blessed, and obviously everything works out for a purpose, you know? Everything works out for a reason.
Gombash's platform, The Daily Decision, Choosing Joy in the Journey, aims to help people understand that daily joy is based upon principles of a person's life and not the practicalities or circumstances. She explains this issue became prevalent in her own life through a college experience when a man started stalking her.
And it ended up getting very serious, and so once I had filed charges against him, there was just kind of a moment in that situation where I realized that by choosing joy, it turned me from a victim into a victor. And so that's really what my platform is all about, is that by choosing joy, how does that ultimately change your life or a circumstance that you're going through?
As she performs her duties as Miss Clayland, Gombash will continue to prepare for the Miss Ohio 2019 competition taking place in June. First runner-up is 17-year-old vocalist and pianist Rachel Ralston, a student at Claymont High School, and second runner-up is 20-year-old Ohio University student Mackenzie Perry, who is also a vocalist. In state news, both parties are fighting hard to win a congressional rematch in Central Ohio between Republican Troy Boulderson and Democrat Danny O'Connor, with control of the U.S. House in the balance. O'Connor, the Franklin County Recorder in Columbus, remains neck and neck in polls with Boulderson. Boulderson, a former state senator who won short-term control of the 12th district by less than a percent point in August. But a Democratic win is considered unlikely given the district's strong GOP leaning. And in sports, the Browns on the road winless streak is now at 25 after a 33-18 loss at Pittsburgh yesterday. Cleveland falls to 2-5-1. Pittsburgh improves to 4-2-1. And Cincinnati beat Tampa Bay 37-34 on a 44-yard field goal as time expired. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers fired head coach Tyronn Lue yesterday after starting the season 0-6. Lue helped the Cavs win their only title in franchise history in 2016 and made the NBA Finals 3 consecutive years. Larry Drew will be the interim head coach. The Cavs host the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow night. The Boston Red Sox won their 4th World Series title in 15 years. They defeated LA. They defeated the LA Dodgers last night 5-1 in Game 5. Steve Pierce was the series MVP. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Widely scattered showers early today, mostly cloudy, high temperature this afternoon in the upper 40s, westerly winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, scattered frost, low temperatures in the middle 30s. Then look for a warmer day Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds, high temperature in the afternoon coming in the upper 50s. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, not as cool, low of 50. Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy, rain developing by afternoon, highs in the mid 60s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Chef X-Line.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find us on Facebook, Twitter, or WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
Z Country.